You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So Gretchen went to the store yesterday. Now, granted, this is not a New Year's resolution thing. We've been doing this for a long time. But she came back. Let me do show and tell for you, buddy. This is
what you got.
That's one thing.
Keto nut granola. Low carb. Very nice. Looks rough. Looks like it might tear up the roof of your mouth just a little bit.
Blueberry cinnamon, dude.
Tasty. I'd eat that.
There's that. Then you've got these Choco dark chocolate.
Chocolate keto snaps. Sea salt,
yeah, they're
almond.
Little dark chocolate. I don't know.
Those
almost
look tasty,
like,
too.
Mm. Then we've got
keto puffs. It's friendly cereal, it says.
It's like, yes, it's low carb cereal.
Honey, do we have any more of that friendly cereal left? It shakes your hand after you eat it.
That,
thank you for a good
meal.
I'll
show you that she made.
Why do you have so much food around you?
I went and grabbed everything.
Is that a brownie?
Yeah, they're brownies.
Oh, I thought you had them just sitting there. I'm trying to eat healthy, but I'm just eating more of the healthy stuff.
I ran and grabbed all of this stuff to show you. This is like a low carb, no sugar brownie.
Okay. Yeah. That all looks good.
Last night was steak from Yum. Costco. Delicious.
Good. They have good
salad.
Steaks.
That was it.
That's good. It's kind of flexitarian. I mean, more fruits and vegetables and a little meat. How big was the steak?
I didn't eat that much of it, actually.
Yeah.
I saved half for today.
You got to save room for some of that friendly cereal.
I know. You know, those Costco steaks, you can chop them in half.
The New York strips are massive.
You can spread them out over 2 days. We don't get the New York strips.
You don't? What do you get?
Mm-mm, we get the fillets.
Yeah, those are good, too. I'm a strip
guy. Yeah, so.
Strips and a tri-tip.
What about you?
Powder for days, man. We're both, Nick Nack and I are both on the powder bandwagon. We've got.
What does that mean, powder?
Powder, protein powder in the morning. We get these protein drinks, which I have before the show. And then we are full into the organic green superfoods powder, which I ordered two, 12-inch tall jugs of this. And we tried it yesterday, and we actually really like it because it's hard to find these green superfood powders that don't taste like you're licking the ground, essentially. And this one has a lot of cinnamon in it, so it tastes like you're, eating something cinnamony. It's like
and
a cinnamon
roll.
And
you kind of feel like you're getting a treat that way.
You do. And I'm reading the ingredient list, and I'm like, how do they pack so much into one little scoop that you put in water? You got mango, tomato, broccoli, cucumber, celery, garlic, ginger, and then all these sprouts, garbanzo, buckwheat, millet, kale, which is not a sprout, quinoa, chia, blah, 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 blah. The list is a mile long, and supposedly this is going to make me live forever. But you do, you put that one scoop in the water and you choke it down and you're like, I am healthy.
So it's not, you don't put it in a blender with a bunch of stuff, you just
you
put
can.
It in a
spoonful.
You
can, you can make a smoothie with it, but essentially they just say throw it in some water and choke it down, and you're getting your fruits and vegetables for the day in this little scoop. It's certified organic, vegan, no soy, gluten-free, and non-GMO, Dom.
I don't know about fruits and vegetables in a scoop, buddy. You don't have any problem with fruits and vegetables. It seems like you would just eat fruits and vegetables.
This one is mostly the vegetables. Just mostly vegetables and a bunch of sprouts and things that I don't think I would just sit down and eat a bowl of flax,
Have you guys found in your house, like, we're going through fruit like crazy, and fruit ain't cheap anymore.
It's not at all.
But we go through tons of it now.
We do. A lot of apples, bananas, and those little cuties, oranges, we eat those like crazy. And the kids.
We're
going through a bunch because the kids, too, because we make the kids eat fruits and vegetables a lot.
We're in the time of year right now for sumo oranges.
Ooh, yeah.
They're in season, and I have never seen anyone hooked on a food like Gretchen is with these sumo oranges. I mean, she loses her mind. She was almost doing a countdown in, I think, like November and December, saying, rubbing her hands together. It's almost
sumo
season.
Almost sumo time. She does the sumo. Are they big oranges? Is that the deal?
No, they're like normal size oranges.
Oh,
but
well, that's
definitely
a disappointing name then.
Yeah.